This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's have lots of energy. Let's focus on today, making today better than yesterday. Can you imagine if we have this attitude every day, how much better tomorrow will be than today is? And how much better we'll feel about what's going on in our lives? How about them apples, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas? Welcome in to DJ and B. Doug, Jennifer and Victoria. Let's see. Jennifer sounds like Rich McFadden.
Hello!
How that works. All right, so give us another chance. Those of you who listened yesterday for the first time, that I don't know if I like that radio program. They don't talk about politics. They aren't angry.
That's the only reason I show
up. Who would say that?
Anyway, second, third chances, very important. Today, may I suggest that you think about someone who has maybe done you wrong, and you think about forgiving this person? When you meet somebody for the first time, you have a defining image in your mind of who that person is. And then you sort of determine, I am like this for sure, whether I want to get to know that person or not. Like right away when I met Victoria, I wanted to get to know her. Richie, not so much.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, it comes with a little bit of time.
It took a while. Yeah.
Little initial interaction. If you're uncomfortable with somebody or they challenge your sensibilities, maybe you just put them aside and then give them another chance later on, depending on whether you really want to or they're someone you have to work with, that kind of stuff. Because it is very difficult to work with people that you don't like. I won't work with people I don't like. There's nobody that I have on my program that I don't genuinely like. That's why they're here. Well, they're here because they're good broadcasters. Also because I like them. I want to spend time with my friends. How about you? How friendly are you with the people that you work with? Richie, you're a supervisor at the company. So can you be friends and a supervisor as well?
No. I find it friendly, yes, but years ago when I used to go out and hang out and go to happy hour and with everybody.
With all the workers? Yeah.
It's hard to get that level of, hey, I really need you to do this and I'm serious.
Right.
So there has
to be
a
drink with them.
Yes, while I'm friendly and get along with everybody and we have a great time working together. I don't really go out and, I mean, we'll go out from time to time, but not, I won't be friends with people I work with or that I supervise.
Okay.
That's a good rule. Because I had a supervisor who didn't have that wisdom. And once you see a supervisor, someone you're supposed, who's older and supposedly wiser, acting a fool at happy hour, then it's very hard to ever get that respect back.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this when you were getting serious?
No. This is when I was working for a different company. Richie, you'll remember Ross Buckingham from Private Parts.
Mm-hmm.
The actual Ross Buckingham was the guy
really?
That I was. Yeah.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
Something to think about as you perhaps open up your mind for the day. Hey, here's something for those of you who are signed up for Sirius XM. That's where I saved Victoria from a fate worse than death.
Well, there were a few years in between, but okay.
Yeah. So anyway, for those of you who are ready to sign up, I'm going to get another car, and I want to have a Sirius XM, because I actually kind of like satellite radio.
Why?
I hear all the different... Why do I like it?
Yeah.
Because I can hear music on the air that I can't hear anywhere
else.
Oh, my
God. It's unlistenable.
What?
The quality of the music that comes out of that.
But you know that I have a tin... When it comes to that sort of thing,
yeah.
I have a tin here. I'm not,
it's so muddy and unlistenable.
Yeah. Well, okay, yeah. So... I'll only put one speaker up or something because it'd only be half bad. Anyway, those of you
Howard
who,
got all the bandwidth.
He did.
That's why.
Howard got all the bandwidth.
Howard got it. Howard took
what Howard sounds
over.
Fabulous.
And long story short, they made more channels than they had the room for on their bandwidth, so they had to give each channel less bandwidth, and it's just...
I started in the broadcast engineering department at Sirius, and my boss was the VP of broadcast engineering who was in charge of the bandwidth, and every day I'd see him sweating a little bit more as he had to stretch the bandwidth.
Yeah, I don't see how people pay for that service. Sorry.
Well, Richie, I'm going... excuse me. Where did my voice go? Excuse me, I'm choking on saying I'm going to pay for Sirius.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
so,
you like the oldies channel, though, right? That's why you like it?
Yeah, that's all I mean. I'm not going to listen to the talk.
Spotify,
it,
it's better.
Is it?
I don't know.
How do you get Spotify?
Apple Music. It's on your smartphone, and you're...
I don't...
I'm pretty sure your wife can figure out how to talk to your Samsung smartphone.
All right. So can I finish this story now that we've been interrupted three
times? Just trying to help you.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Sirius XM lifetime subscriptions or not. There's a pledge that comes, and I offer this as a way for those of you who are thinking about doing this, at least be aware, and that like so many other promises that you get from so many other companies, a lifetime subscription isn't really a lifetime subscription. If you buy a car and you put the Sirius XM in that car and you keep the car for the rest of your life, then you'll have satellite for the rest of your life. But if you sell the car, you don't get it to go to the next car. So somebody has sued Sirius XM for some serious dough. This fellow, Paul Wright, bought a $400 lifetime membership in 2006 when he tried to transfer it in January to a new car. They said, sorry, it doesn't go with the car. So what does it mean, lifetime? And that's what he said. This is one of the more interesting suits floating around. There are, as you know, hundreds if not thousands of suits started every day by lawyers and plaintiffs and people who feel like they've been abridged. I did. I sued the bank. They held a mortgage on my house in California, and I won. It's not easy, but if you push, you will get somewhere. So I encourage this fellow to do, and other people as well. You know, there's such a thing as legitimate lawsuits, a lot of illegitimate lawsuits, and lawyers just looking around. Mm-hmm. If I hear one more ad for measles, fomea, or whatever the hell that stuff is,
I'll
throw a rock at my, if you have been exposed to
mesothelioma,
whatever that is. But in this case, Sirius XM has a serious problem because they're going to have to change their description of what lifetime is. And it just...
car warranties.
Yeah.
For the original owner, you get that 10-year warranty on that Kia.
Yeah.
But when I bought a Kia for my mother-in-law... Sorry. You get the same 3-year and 5-year that every other manufacturer gives out.
So what's the point? Is it just... My point here is that I'm in the advertising business. My daughter described me well to her college roommate when she was in school in Rhode Island. When they were talking about what their father does, my daughter said, my father fills between commercials. And that's pretty much what I do here. That's what Victoria does. Richard, we fill between commercials. We make our living with commercials. It's commercial matter that pays the bill. So do I argue with or take shots at my commercials? Not usually. Every once in a while.
Unless it's Walmart.
Right. Well, once in a while I have a couple of other things to say about certain things. But I'm here offering the people, this may sound arrogant, I don't mean it to sound that way, I offer the people who disagree with me the privilege of being on the air and selling their message to the people that listen to me, say, don't do that. Here's the opposite point of view. It should probably be an editorial. And now, this editorial position from Walmart. Maybe I should say, all right, so Richie, who's up first in the commercial break here?
Let's see. In this one, we have Hershey's Breath Savers.
Okay. All right. So those of you who heard all the information yesterday about how sugar will kill you, you...
Wait a minute. I got one better. Forget that one. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
ExxonMobil is up first.
Okay. Uh-huh. ExxonMobil.
Interesting.
There's an old expression, and let's see here. P-O-T. All right, you can figure out what that means. as we get into a very here's the my recommendation is that you blank on them. I guess P. I can say P on the radio, right?
Yeah,
that's crude.
Well, you just did.
Yeah.
So,
but that's enough. People get it.
Right. Okay. So now here's their side of the story.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
It's been the greatest season ever of America's Got Talent.
Amazing. Incredible.
Tonight on the finale, it will all come down to one decision. Live.
A star is being born.
Then, her mystery captivated America. A body tattooed, a mind erased.
People who did this to me need to be stopped.
TV's number one new drama, Blindspot, moves to Wednesday with a stunning season premiere. Tonight, after the live finale of America's Got Talent on NBC.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Shot Talk with Doug and Victoria. The fate of Amy Goodman, somebody that you may or may not know. She's on the radio, hosts a program called Democracy Now! It's very political and one-sided, but it's like a lot of other shows that are around. She's up at the Dakota Access Pipeline with the protesters, and she filmed security guards working for the company using dogs and pepper spray to attack the protesters. So the footage has been used by NBC and CBS, and apparently the state of North Dakota wasn't amused by that. She was doing her job. She says they say she broke the law, so they arrested her. They're suing her because of what she did. This is the way in states that are less progressive. I don't know anything about Amy Goodman, but I know that I support the protesters because I know in my heart what the this pipeline company is trying to do is not in the best interest of the people who live up there. It just isn't. So, and this has been one of the least covered. If you watch posts on my Facebook page and a lot of other Facebook page posts, you'll see stories here. I think there's been a lot of commentary on social media, Twitter especially, Twitter at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show. When you look at these people protesting and understand that this pipeline could ruin their water supply, you understand why there ought to be more focus. So this lady's up there trying to get some coverage, and it's one-sided for sure, but because the state doesn't like it, they're going to arrest her. There you go. There's democracy in action. 21 after the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Salsa.
There you go.
Hey, salsa. Salsa. Moving my hips, man. 23 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden. So during this portion of the program, this hour, if we can find a good clip from the monologues of the late night shows, we bring them to you. And I'm told on reasonably good authority that this one from Conan O'Brien last night is a pretty good joke.
During last night's Rams versus 49ers NFL game, a fan that ran onto the field had more rushing yards than the entire Rams offense. Now think about it. The guy got arrested, so now we know he can run and has a criminal record. He's perfect for the NFL. We got to sign this guy up. We got to get this guy.
There you go. We got to get out of this place. Remember that song from Todd Rundgren? Maybe not. Okay. There we go. Michael Chiklis, the actor. Michael Chiklis, the singer. Kiefer Sutherland, the actor. Kiefer Sutherland, the singer. Actors entering the music world. Michael Chiklis has a new solo album called, well, I guess they weren't sure what to call it. It's called Influence. Before that, it was called Sonic Postcards, and before that, it was Sonic Highways. And oh, no, that's a Foo Fighters.
It was called Sonic. You're right. It was. He wanted to call it Sonic Postcard, but then Too Close came out with Sonic Highways.
Yeah, he wanted to call it Fits and Starts because they've been trying to do this for a couple of years. Listen to this. Can picture Michael Chiklis, the skin-headed, heavy-set guy. Early 50s, a lot of action roles in television and movies.
From Gotham now.
He is a Gotham man. Wasn't he one of those superhero movies, too?
Yep. Fantastic Four.
He was a bad guy in a mafia show. Anyway, so now he's decided he wants to be a music star and has... applied his trade to some interesting stuff. Any covers here? Is this all the original music?
This is the only one. This is the cover of David Bowie's Fame. Yeah.
Which is unnecessary for anyone.
Yeah. Nobody takes this seriously. This song seriously for anybody.
I like cover tunes. Sometimes they're boring. Sometimes it's really cool.
Right.
This one's just okay.
But in this case, it's so similar to the original.
Yeah, right.
Just
there's
without any.
That makes
yeah.
You, yeah. Listen to this punk song.
What else we got here?
Michael Chiklis. Music just don't seem to go together. I can't wrap myself around this. 11-track album available Friday. 9 original songs written by Chiklis. And then David Bowie's Fame. We heard a bit about that. And then an ancient Irish lullaby is on this album as well.
Which so is also an odd choice to put on an album.
How much traction is this going to get? You decided to have us expose the audience to it, so you must think something of this.
Because she thought it was funny.
Yeah. I thought we would have fun with it.
I don't. There's parts of it I don't mind.
I mean, there's always an element of celebrities who put out music like Kiefer Sutherland, and, you know, if they do a show, someone's going to go see them. Yeah. I would hope that, you know, in those instances that, now fans will definitely go and see them do whatever. If they're a big fan, they will.
But Chiklis doesn't have the bases.
No.
Somebody like Kiefer Sutherland.
He's not Kiefer.
Well, not Kiefer, but I mean, someone's going to go see him. His aunt, his mom.
Not me. 28 past the hour.
Free yourself from the trap of confirmation bias. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Confirmation bias is the concept that we see what we're looking to see in life. In other words, if you want to see someone as incompetent, it doesn't matter how well accomplished that person is, you'll look for an instance of incompetence and pounce on it, even though you know deep down that you too have been incompetent at times. Confirmation bias keeps us safely locked into our worldview and doesn't make us challenge our own thoughts. It feeds our egos and helps us feel confident that we're right about whatever we think and believe. But be careful, because confirmation bias is a trap, and I'm not sure trapping ourselves is the wisest thing we can do. If you have trapped yourself and want to be free, visit drchristianconti.com for a key.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Good morning time. Good morning, America!
How's that? It's 34. Yeah. Adrian Krautauer would be proud.
Yeah. Krautauer actually is a new Good Morning Vietnam that has begun in Iraq. I don't know why they waited until now to do it, but some broadcaster who became a soldier has started a show called Good Morning Vietnam on Armed Forces Radio in Iraq. Huh. I don't know why.
Well, there you go.
But his name is Jared Thomas. He began the radio bit. He'd never really seen the movie, but he did know about what Adrian Krautauer was all about. And As a matter of fact, I just saw the end of Good Morning Vietnam as I was searching through a lot of the channels over the weekend. Him as he was leaving Vietnam. That was the very end of the movie. That was one of those movies that really had it staked a position. It covered some ground. It was highly thought of. It had an influence. It really did.
Adrian Kronauer was our, he's a friend of lawyer. The network here, and he was our attorney for several years, one of our attorneys.
Yeah.
And so he's spoken at many of our events here. And basically he said Robin Williams pretty much just took a loose story and just ran with it, and they did whatever they wanted to.
Right. He was the real Adrian guy isn't any more capable of doing that than I. Well, I'm,
exactly. And he's like, none of the stuff that I didn't almost get blown up. I didn't this. I didn't that. I didn't quit. None of that stuff happened. But it's a great movie.
Yeah, it is a good movie.
And thanks for the checks.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. That, right.
Let's talk about something that happened last night. It's one of the coolest things. This is something that people are going to be talking about all day long today, if they know the story, and you got the story here from me and us. The Guinness Book of World Records. All kinds of things. They do the strangest items, but who's the tallest guy with the shortest arms, that kind of stuff. So last night, they broke the record for the number of dogs to attend a sporting event. An actual record that could be broken, and the White Sox hold it. They held a dog night last night for the game, encouraged people to bring their dogs to the game. And the fans brought 1,122 dogs to the game last night. That's a world record for any number of, I don't know what kind of, what kind of danger is there fraught in that? But there were a lot of good dogs. I'm looking at some of the pictures that are posted, and maybe we'll put these up at facebook.com/good day, facebook.com/DJV show.
Yeah.
I have just posted a couple on my own.
Are they all in the stadium?
Facebook. Oh, yeah. They're all with their owners in the stadium.
Wow, that's amazing.
Run. Yep. Can you imagine the barking that was going on?
I was going to say. Well, at least there's a lot of food. I'm sure they were a lot of the dogs were probably very preoccupied with the hope of getting a hot dog or a pretzel.
Woof, 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 woof,
woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof,
woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof,
woof, woof, woof, woof,
woof, woof, woof, woof, woof,
woof, woof, woof, woof, woof,
woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof, woof. Food for thought. Actually, this is food news of sorts, and good news, story of Rob Greenfield. You may not know him, at least until now you have not heard of him, I'm guessing, but I hope that after this story you'll sort of spread the story around. Mr. Greenfield is willing to put his waist right in front of everybody and has suggested that you do the same. To try to inspire change in the way we think about our food, the food we throw away. Mm. He has become a trash crusader of sorts, made headlines for his bike trip last year when he went across the United States on a bamboo bicycle, eating only food from dumpsters. That's what he did, call attention. Remember this guy? I now remember him.
Nice.
Last year. Went across, he says, 1 in 7 Americans don't have the food they need, yet we throw away enough food in our country every day to feed all starving Americans 5 times over. We could feed the planet, hungry people all around the planet, if we were to figure out. I mean, grocery stores now, the law doesn't allow you. We used to go around to the grocery stores and pick up the food and feed it to the pigs on the farm. Or you could compost it, or you could use it for any number of things. Do you know there's a law against that now? You can't pick up food. And so now these food wasting or pickup businesses that are trying to collect food, donate instead of trashing it, are having to run into these laws and get the laws changed.
And in New Jersey, there's unions. In New York,
oh
there's
my
unions.
God.
I mean,
give me a break, these jerks.
Yep.
So we create about 4.5 pounds of food trash a day. Every American.
That's so upsetting.
Can you imagine that? 4.5 pounds of food waste a day. So Mr. Rob Greenfield is going to live like the American average American this next month. He's going to eat, shop, consume just like the average American. The only catch is he has to wear every piece of trash he creates. So he's done this for a week. He's got 30 pounds of trash in his body now. He weighs he weighs about 140 pounds. And by the end of the month, if he continues at this pace, he'll have as much food trash on his body as he has weight on his body. What he does is not only collects the food waste, but the boxes and the bags and the cups that it comes in. So he's got a crowdfunding site. It's I think you can go to, is it GoFundMe? Trash.
Trash Me is the name of his project, so it might be GoFundMe, I think.
Yeah, at GoFundMe. Yeah. He's going to start in New York and go for a month with the intent of creating a visual of trash that millions of Americans will never forget. If he gets good media coverage, good news media coverage, this will have an impact, I think. Because when people see, well, I can tell you the story, and you can maybe visualize it, because we all can visualize Lady Gaga with all that steak that was all over her a few years ago.
Right.
So you can visualize what it looks like. They're covered up with food and the trash that the food comes in. And so it is literally food for thought. Think about how much food you waste. I was just thinking about it myself. I didn't buy my last bag of grapes from the usual source. I got it from someplace because I was in another store, and it's lousy. There's so much of a difference between the quality of, especially produce, the kinds of fruits and vegetables you can get in the average grocery store versus what you get in an upscale grocery store. And I don't mean to sound like an elitist jerk, but there is, if you spend more money, most of the time, in that department, you'll get better food. If you go to the places like Whole Foods, and I'm trying to stay away from them more and more. I like to go to Trader Joe's, but their product's not that good. So in Los Angeles, there are better places to go, like Lannan's and, not Lannan's, Lash, shoot, what's the name of that? Flashes. I think it's not important. There's the Bristol Farm stores there with a lot of competition. And here in the East, there isn't. There's no competition for Whole Foods, except they compete against themselves.
Except Wegmans. Wegmans is definitely catching up.
Yeah, they are, but they aren't around as much.
Yeah.
We were going to have a Wegmans in the next town over, and they decided to pull out because they couldn't get the town to allow them to put the kind of coolers in that they needed to keep the food fresh. Can you imagine?
Ugh.
Are you nuts? So, but we do. We waste incredible amounts of food. So this guy is, I'm sure we'll be able to follow
it. It's the lawyers. It's got to be tort.
Yeah.
Everybody gets sued for something. If you make a homeless person sick because they're starving,
right,
you're
going to sue
them. Yeah. You're going to get sued.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to sue somebody sometime about it. Tort reform is everything.
Yeah, you're right about that, Richard, I think. 44 past the hour.
Yo Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win. And two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. It's officially fall, and football fans are prepping for a season of game day entertaining. Here's a winning recipe sure to impress your guests.
In our home, it's not game day without Mississippi pimento cheese. Just mix a pack of cream cheese, 2 cups of cheddar, and 1/3 cup of mayo with a jar of pimentos, garlic powder, and cayenne. The cheese is great with crackers, but no matter what, it'll be gone by the end of the game.
To stack up on ingredients, we use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, so we earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs. We also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale clubs, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases. With those rewards, there's always plenty of pimento cheese to go around in our home.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdy.
It's been the greatest season ever of America's Got Talent.
Amazing.
Incredible.
Tonight on the finale, it will all come down to one decision live.
A star is being born.
Then, her mystery captivated America. A body tattooed, a mind erased.
People who did this to me need to be stopped.
TV's number one new drama, Blindspot, moves to Wednesday with a stunning season premiere. Tonight, after the live finale of America's Got Talent on NBC.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of 7 scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of 7 key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
I don't know how careful we have to be with this.
Cut the music up.
I think we're okay.
Are we all right? That's Lil Wayne, who was interviewed yesterday on a show called Undisputed. Lil Wayne is from Louisiana. Came forward to say that he's convinced racism does not exist in our country because white people listen to his music. Sounds pretty conclusive, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'll have to admit, as a white guy, never really paying much attention to him, but this video has my attention.
Yeah.
In that he's showing a mother and father, an African-American father and wife, fighting in front of the baby, and the song is called How to Love. I'd never taught How to Love.
Uh-huh.
And it just talks about the plight of, I guess, the African-American family and the father not being around. And it shows a dad in prison trying to talk to his girl through the glass. And it's very interesting. It's very powerful.
He was asked about things that have been said by the likes of Colin Kaepernick. Copernicus, Kalungabunga, him too. The fellow who hosts the program is a guy named Skip Bayless. And so he said, I don't see there's any racism. Lil Wayne's got a little problem with drugs. Maybe that is a factor in this. But is that true? If a black artist is patronized by white people, does that mean there's no racism for him? There's no racism for him because most of his patrons are white.
All my favorite artists are black.
Yeah. My son would say the same thing.
There'd be no rock and roll without black Americans.
No, you're right about that. Absolutely right about that.
Yeah, but way back in the day when black performers had to use a separate entrance, I mean, you can't say that wasn't racism.
No, we're just talking about
that.
We're
talking
about
racism.
Yeah. Acknowledging.
Yeah. There's plenty of that stuff. You're right about that, Victoria. That's pretty hypocritical, actually. 10 before the hour.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking new biotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857, rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Bring me some more information. Tech talk time now. As Victoria and Richie and I, Victoria and Richie, I'll just set the stage and then you can go from there. Twitter news in the Tech Talk corner and iOS 10. I never know whether it's iOS or
iOS.
iOS.
Yeah.
So the way to get that done right is to write a I, then a blank, and then an O, and then a blank or a...
It's an acronym, sir. Internet operating system.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll get to that.
I'm here for you.
Maybe a little car talk technology in a moment as we continue. It's 54 minutes after the hour.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from Geico.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our Geico bill with the Geico app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the Geico app. Thank you.
All right, so just a couple of quick references because I got some notes handed me yesterday about the self-driving car conversation that we were having. Tesla and its software they're developing that will prevent deadly crashes with people who are using their cars. I thought they already had that stuff in them, but apparently it's not foolproof. As I've been in a Tesla where the driver just let go and the car stopped when there was a car in front of it, and it negotiated the curves fine, but apparently it isn't foolproof, and now they're trying to do that. I just find it amazing that some human being can figure out how to do this with zeros and ones. Because isn't that really what this is?
Imagine the first couple of weeks of driving that car.
No, thank you.
I would not want to be the test dummy.
For getting that trust factor.
Yeah. All right, Apple says they're not going to build self-driving cars, but they have released the iOS 10 with updates. So what's the story of that, Victoria? Or Ricky, you want to be the Apple guy?
Whoever. I'm going to go try and download
it right now. We're both Apple people.
All right.
Have you downloaded iOS 10 yet, Rich?
I'm going to do it right now.
So iOS 10, which has been highly anticipated for most of this year, it's finally here. There are some really good updates with it. The Messages app, it has a new way now to share emojis, and it's sort of a cleaner function. Apple Maps, which literally was a joke when it first came out, Apple Maps was so far off the mark, it almost didn't feel like it was an Apple product. But that has been, that's been updated, and now it can actually maybe compete with Google Maps. Another thing that's interesting is instead of accessing the camera by swiping upwards from the bottom of the lock screen, now you can actually pulls up out of the control center. So just like it would if your phone was unlocked, you can access the camera from the lock screen just by swiping left. And unused iPhone apps, this might be my favorite update. You can actually delete them now. Much love to stocks, reminders, the compass, all the things that come preloaded that you can't get rid of. Yeah. Apple has finally, with iOS 10 update, you can get rid of those apps that you don't need. So there's a lot of...
Or they confuse my mother-in-law to no end.
I bet. And also, if you don't have an Apple Watch, you're forced to have the Apple Watch app on your phone,
right.
Which, you know, now you can also get rid of if you're still not an Apple Watch user. Are you an Apple Watch user, Rich?
I am not. The idea of spending $300 to $500 to $600 for something that next year will be outdated didn't appeal to me. At least with the phone, I can sell.
Tell me after I get one for.
I told you.
Birthday.
No, I have one. I love it.
I told you. I might fall for it now that they're a little bit cheaper. I find one of the interesting things that's happening in the last week or so, Doug and Victoria, is that the whole idea of subsidizing phones has kind of gone by the way of the dodo bird. And not really, though. It looks like everybody's giving you $200 and $400 and $500 for your iPhone to come sign with them, like T-Mobile and now Sprint and AT&T are getting into it, too. So, you know, everybody thought that they were going to have to pay $700 out of pocket for these iPhones. Not so fast. You're probably going to end up having to pay $200-$300 just like you did before. Because they say subsidizing these phones for the cell phone services is like crack. And we can't turn away from it. We have to buy the phone if we can get it somehow subsidized.
Well, even if you just buy the phone, an unlocked phone from Apple, they have payment plans that are like $20 a month. So you don't even, no one really needs
you can
to
get
wait.
It. I thought you could, the plan was $32 a month for the rest of your life, and every time a new phone comes up,
right. That's another option.
Right, but then you're paying $400 a year for a phone. I don't want to do that. I'd rather sell my phone I have in my hand right now, I can sell for $600.
My flip phone cost me $60.
That was
get them anytime I want.
You still got ripped off.
All right. Works just fine, thank you very much. I took some pictures with you yesterday.
Wow.
59 past the hour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.